Marshen ken Reb Yosi Sover. Reb Yosi holds no. Mayel inish nafshel esveika. A person puts himself into the Sofik. So when you say ad penei ha-pesach, even though the word penei could mean the beginning, but since it could also mean the end, you meant to say this doubt. You meant to say the whole Pesach. That you're not allowed to drink wine now until the end of Pesach. So that's the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, do you put yourself into the doubt of this lashon or not? So this the Gemara says, Ramini, Avakash, we learn just the opposite. It says Allah in the Gemara in Kedushin, Mishi Yeshloi Shtei Kitei Bonois Mishtei Noshim. If a man had two different wives, and from each wife he had two girls. Kitzi has four girls, four daughters. But two pairs, like, two from each wife. Now the Omar, and the father says like this, Ki dashti yes biti agdela. I'm marrying off my older daughter. That's what the father says. Like a chassan is here. The father says, okay, I'll marry you off to my oldest daughter. I'll let you get married to my oldest daughter. That's what he says. V'yoma ki dashti yes biti agdela. I married off my older daughter. Now, v'yeni yodeya, we do not know what does the father mean to say. Which girl, which daughter does he have? Is he calling the Bita HaGadela? Im G'dela Sheb G'delas, does it mean the older of the oldest? In other words, he had two different wives, and he had two different pairs of daughters. So from one wife, let's say they're 12 and 15, and from the second wife, they're 17 and 20. So does it mean the 20-year-old girl, that she's the oldest of the oldest? Or else, no, maybe in G'dayla Shabbatanis. Maybe he means the oldest girl from the younger pair. If the first one, the first pair was 12 and 15, maybe he means the 15-year-old daughter. Secondly, another doubt is, V'yim Katana Shab G'daylas. Maybe it means from the first wife he had, that he has the older girls. We said one was, let's say, 20, one was 18. Maybe it means the 18-year-old daughter. Even though she's younger than the 20th, But she's older than the other two girls. So we have a doubt, which one exactly did the father mean to say he married off? Did he mean to say the oldest of the oldest? Or else even the second one of the older, which is older than the other two? Or did he mean to say, no, the older of the younger ones? So the halacha is, Kula Nasuras Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, all three daughters are b'chlal d'safek. And all three of them, Taker, is a Sofik Kedushin. Each one of them will have to have a get. Why? But Chutz min Aktanis Shebektanis. Only the youngest of the youngest, that for sure is not in the Sofik. Because he said the older one. So since she is the younger of the youngest, for sure we did not mean her. Sisira Meir says, if we have a Lashon of a Sofik, all of them are Nochis in the Sofik. In other words, when the father meant to say, even to the, let's say, the younger pair, the older of the younger pair, when he says the Lashon HaGedola, even though it's a doubt if she's included or not, it could be yes. Still, the father meant her. So when the father says this type of a Lashon, which is a doubtful Lashon, we see anything that goes into it, it's possible he meant. That's called a person puts himself into the Sofik. A person could mean something that even though it's only doubtful if it's really meant in this Lashon, still, you could mean it. That's what Rameya holds here. That's not like we say in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said, according to Rameya, if you make an issa neder not to drink something, ad peneya Pesach, you only mean till the beginning of Pesach. Because though Pesach is doubtful if it's nichlal in this Lashon or not. So in the Mishnah, we said, when we have a doubt, if something goes into the Lashon or not, you do not mean it. And here we see just the opposite. When the father says the older girl, the only girl that's for sure in that Lashon should be the older of the oldest. The other two is only a suffix if it's included or not. And still we see, Rameya says, we include that also. Shh! Rabbi Yossi says no. Kulan mutaris. Yossi says all three girls are mutar. Chutz min agdelish of gdelish. The only girl that's osur, that is osur, that we say she's mukadeshes, is only the older of the oldest. In other words, the first two pair of girls that he had, the first pair, the older of that one, that's for sure called Sheba Gedela. Because the other two girls, the younger one of that pair, and the oldest of the younger pair, is doubtful if that's called Gedela. It could be Gedela means the older of the oldest. So you see, Rabbi Yossi says that he only meant the oldest of the oldest. because that's for sure this lashon. Whereas the other two girls, it's a suffix if it's nichlal in this lashon or not. So we have a clear stira. So here Rabbi Yossi says a person does not put himself into the doubt. And Rabbi Meir says yes, and in our Mishnah we learn just the opposite. So Gemara answers, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Bar Rav Dimi, Omar Rav, Mukhlefes HaShita, Enachnami, you have to change around this last Shita. You have to change around the girsas to say that Rabbi Meir was the one that said that Kula Mutaras, only the oldest one is Asar. And Rabbi Yosef is the one to say it's a suffix. For a Tanya, I'll bring you a Tanya now as a proof to this. For a Tanya, I'll bring you a proof. We said, Zeh Klal, Kol Shez Manakfua, for Yomar Ad Lefnei, or Ad Pnei, is Remeya Weimar Ad Sheyetze, until it goes out. For Rabbi Yosef, Yomar Ad Sheyegia, until it comes. So, Makir, so Machlefus Hashita Yetz Mashm, we change around Makir. We change around the Shita now mission here in the Durham. That Remei is the one to say, you're also until the end of Pesach, because you do put yourself into the Sofik, and Rabbi Yosef is the one that says, you're only also until the beginning of Pesach, because you did not put yourself down to the Sofik. So we're changing the gears on our Mishnah. And this is a riot to this, Vatanya, that in the Tesefter it says, Zaklau, that if you say Ad Pnei Pesach, Remei says, Oimer, Ad Sheyetzei, Remei says, you take a rasa until the end of Pesach. So you see, Remei is the one that says, a person does put himself into the Sofik. For Rabbi Yosi Yomer Achi Gia, Rabbi Yosi is the one that says no. If you say a Lashon, you're making a Nisa Neder, not to drink wine until the Pnei of Pesach. So Rabbi Yosi says, you're only Asar Achi Gia, until the first day of Pesach. Because that's for sure in your Lashon. More than that, it's doubtful. So Rabbi Yosi says a person does not mean to say something that's doubtful. So it's good the way we just said, Mechlefes HaShita. Therefore there's no more stir in Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Meir. And both Mishnahs like Rabbi Meir is the one that says a person does put himself b'sveika, and Rabbi Yosi is the one that says no, a person does not put himself b'sveika. Now the Mishnah says, what about somebody says, Ad HaKtzir, I'm making an Issa Neder that I cannot drink wine until the ktsir, until the zman ktsir. That's the time when you cut down wheat. Ad ha-ptsir, until when I cut down the grapes. Ad ha-masik, until I cut down the olives. These are different lashonis when you go to cut down the things. Ktsir is by tfua, ptsir is by grapes, and masik is by olives. So, how long do you need to make yourself osur? Is an osur elo ad shiagia. It's only Yasser until the beginning of the Zman of cutting down these things. And Zeaklau, this is the general rule, that Kol Zamash, Kol Shezmane Kavua, any time the thing you're totally in that Zman, Lamash like Pesach, has a Zman Kavua, we know exactly that Pesach is only 7 days Midiraisa. So therefore, V'Omer Achigia is Yasser Achigia. If you say you're making an Issa Neder not to drink wine, until Pesach means until the beginning of Pesach. Because this man is a Zman Kavua. So you meant for sure until the beginning of Pesach. Omar Achi Yehei, but if you say a Lashon, I can't drink wine until it is Pesach, Achi Yehei Pesach, then we say Osir Achi Yehei. Then what you meant to say is until the end of Pesach. Since this Zman is a Zman Kavua, it's exactly 7 days, therefore that's what you meant to say, it's Osir. Only But what's going to be for Chol Shein Zmani Kavua? Let's say something that doesn't have an exact time limit, how long it is. Like Moshal Akhtir, the time of cutting down the wheat or cutting down the grapes. There's not an exact date how long it takes you to cut it down. There's no Zman Kavua for Kayetz, for Akhtir. So then we say, Bein Omar Achihei. Even if the person said, I want to make an Issa Neder not to drink wine, Achi Hei Akhtir, Bein Omar Achi Yegia, or else if he only said, I'm making the Issa Neder until it becomes the Zman Akhtir, Talokhra in both Lashonis is, Ein Osir Ela Achi Yegia. You're only Osir until it becomes that Zman, the beginning of the Zman. In other words, since that Zman does not have an exact time limit, we say for sure you do not mean the time limit of the Zman Akhtir. He only meant until that Zman comes, not before. Before that, you did not mean. As it was a svara, sheino de meister atzma bisman shein la kitzva. As man, the thing that doesn't have an exact time limit, you never mean to make it also all that time. So adak tzir, or even atchi hei, for sure you did not mean until the end of the zman of the tzir, but rather you just meant to say until the beginning of the zman of the tzir. What about if somebody says, ad hakayitz, I'm making a nissen neder that I can't drink wine until the kayitz. Or else he says, ad shi hei hakayitz, until kayitz should be. Ad shi yaschilu om. So now what do you mean to say in both of these cases? Again, since the kayitz, which is really a time when you go to cut down the tomorrow of the dates, it's not a zman kavua, how long it goes on for. Therefore, like the Mishnah just said before, you're only also until the beginning of the Zman HaKayitz, which is what's called the beginning, Achi Aschilu Om Lahachnis Bikokolis, until the people start to take in barrels full of dates. What about somebody says, Achi Yavar HaKayitz? That's if somebody speaks out clearly, I want to make an Issa Neder, not to drink wine until the end of the Zman HaKayitz. He says clearly, Achi Yavar HaKayitz, until the Zman of cutting down the dates pass by, then we say, you're also to drink wine, Achi Yakpilu HaMikzois, until people like put away their knives. The Mikzois, that's the knife you use to cut down the dates. So Kol Zman, the knife is around. That means you still plan to cut down dates. That's still called the Zman of the Kayats. But after you put away that knife, like fold it up, you put it away, that's called the end of the Zman of Kayats. So if you speak out clearly, that you make it an Issa Neder, Ad Sheyavar HaKayitz, until the end of the Kayitz passes by, then you're also to drink wine until the time comes when the Imamish put away their knife of cutting down the dates. So the Ran says, Ad HaKayitz, Ad Sheyakayitz, Ad Sheyaschilu Om, Lachnit Lekukolis. Kayitz, what does that mean? The Ran says, Zman Lekitas Peristainim. That's the Zman of cutting down figs. No, not dates, figs. The correlate Kayitz, the fish, Shekaitzitz and Isam Biyad. You cut it off with your hands. Uktani, techivon diomar ad hakayitz oyachi hey is achi eschilu om lahachnas bikukolis. V'lo yoyser, l'fishe ein zmanim kavua. Since there's not an exact time limit how long people take down their figs, so you only mean to aser until the beginning of the zman. What about you say clearly achi yavru? Then we say achi akfilu om ektois. Hasakinim shem yuchodim lach toichatenim. Kishoysim emigulon. That's true, you pull off the figs with your hands. But later you try and make a squash pie out of it. You squash them together, and then you cut it up with a knife. That's called a mixois. So people cut the crushed pie of figs with a knife. It's necroi mixois. V'ochi askechon the curry craw, the stakina mixois. The pasuk calls these knives mixois. The chsev yaseya the mixois. V'yafi gula natzvon the crane kein ashmon. And even the actual eagle, that means this crushed pie of figs, is also called mukzois. I'll shame the knife you use to cut it up. Like you take these figs and you crush them together, and then you take a knife like to separate them. So kissa, what's called the end of the Zman HaKayitz? When people put away their knife, they're not working anymore to cut up the pies. Like it's all taken care of, the figs are all finished, that's called the end of the Zman HaKayitz. Something more tonic, we learned like this. What is the kayitz called? That the Mishnah just says that she eschilu om lahachnis bikukolis. It doesn't say what you put in the kukola, what you put in the baskets. So the Bryson explains it, tonah, kilkola shamru, that the Mishnah says, the zman kayitz begins when they start to bring in the baskets, it means kilkola shaltainim. It means a basket full of figs. But for loy kukola shalanovim. And when you cut down grapes and put it into the baskets, that's not called the kayitz. The kayitz is something that you pull off with your hands, like figs, and not grapes that you use a knife to cut off the grapes. The Ran says, Shalafi shein niktsasais biyad is lekitasan kriya kayitz. By figs that you pull it off with your hands, there it's called a kayitz. By shein came by grapes, that there you have to use a sakin, it's called a chaticha, it's not called the kayitz there. For the Gemara Tanya, we learned like this. Hanoi de mi peres hakayitz. If somebody makes an issa neder, I'm not going to eat from the fruits of the kayitz. Is a nosir melabatenim. He's only also to eat figs. There's not a kash, there's a raya. There's the figs that are called kayitz.
Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymer anovim bechlal teinim.
No, he says that grapes are also bechlal the figs. For the more my time of the Tanakama, what's the sfar of the Tanakama? Ksava kasi holds teinim miktsasam biyada. Figs you pull off with your hands. Therefore, that's called the kayitz. Mashenkein anovim lo miktsasam biyada. Grapes you don't pull off with your hands. You use a knife. So therefore, that's called the chaticha, it's not called the kayitz. Kayitz means like pulling it off. You pull off with your hands. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Safa know that anovim nami, grapes also sometimes you pull off with your hands. Ki mirdadon miktsasam biyada. When they dry up, the Ran says, ki sheyavshu uksei hanovim. When the stems of the grapes dry up, so then it's easy to pull it off with your hands. Is afhein miktsasam biyad nikroi. It's also called you pull it off with your hands. So Shimon Galil says also, sometimes you pull off grapes with your hands, therefore kayitz also goes upon grapes also. But I call part of the Mishnah's mashma, that b'risa kokola means figs. So the kids, if you make an issa neder, you're not going to eat drink wine until the zman akayitz, or actually hey akayitz, it's only also until the beginning of bringing in the figs. What about somebody says clearly, actually yavru akayitz? Then if you mean till this man goes by, then it's so people put away this knife that they cut up the figs with. Tonim we learned like this. Not that every single knife was put away, but if the majority of the knives was put away, that's already called the end of the Zman HaKayitz.